Starting today, the state will begin issuing new driver's licenses and state IDs that comply with a new federal program called Real ID. The changes are coming in response to legislation passed by Congress in 2005, and they're being phased in gradually. Mark Lowe of the Iowa Department of Transportation joins me in our Des Moines studio to explain what's coming. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for having me this morning.
So what is the goal of the Real ID program?
You know, I would say the goal from Iowa's perspective is to make sure that Iowans that need to access federal facilities in the future, like commercial aircraft, federal facilities that require identification to enter, have access to forms of state identification that will allow them to do that without difficulty.
But probably one of the biggest places that most Iowans would use it would be getting on an airplane, correct?
Exactly.
And, what does it mean for Iowans when we go to renew those driver's licenses? Are things going to be a little bit different now?
They're really not going to be different. But for people that are renewing, as opposed to somebody that's coming in for a new license, they'll have a choice. They could come in with their existing license and say, you know, I just want to renew the way I always do, and we won't require any other documentation of them. But if they decide that, for reasons personal to them, that they want to make sure they have expedited access to those federal facilities and purposes, then we can offer them what we call a Real ID approved driver's license or identification card. And then what we're going to ask them to do is just bring the documents that they would bring as if they were a new applicant. We'll put a compliant marking on there, and then they're good to go.
So what about people who just don't want to do it? Then what does that mean for them when they go, say, to check in for a flight?
Yeah. Nothing's going to change at least until December 1, 2014. And one of the questions that we'd like to have a very specific answer to from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and TSA, and that we really don't yet, is what will they do when the first compliance date starts and someone shows up without a license that's marked in that way? And what we think, based on the conversations we've had, is that they won't deny them access, but they may require them to go through an additional screening, although we don't know the extent of that yet. So we're hoping that over the course of the next 2 years, we will get more specific information about that.
So it's not required that people get these new Real IDs, but it sounds like if they don't, they may face some hassles in situations like you just described.
Right. And that's why we really encourage people to gauge what they're doing. There's some people that maybe never anticipate doing any of those things, and they may decide they really don't want to do that. There are other people that are frequent flyers that may decide, you know, I do that a lot, and I don't want to run into any hassles, so I'm going to go ahead and do this. The other thing we ask people to consider is, do they have another form of federally approved identification, because a U.S. passport or passport card, a military ID card, some of the forms of identification issued by U.S. Department of Homeland Security are all federally approved forms of identification under Real ID. So if you have one of those, you could use those instead. And you may decide, you know, I've got one of those. I really don't need to upgrade my license to have the Real ID marking put on it.
Now, there's been some resistance to the Real ID program. Critics have called it an invasion of privacy and said that it'll make getting driver's licenses more expensive, more cumbersome. I mean, are you expecting some pushback as this goes into effect?
You know, I really don't. And I think it's primarily because people aren't going to see a difficult obstacle put up in front of them. From the standpoint of a new applicant, this is really nothing different than what we have done for many years. We require somebody to prove their identity through a birth certificate or other document. We require them to prove their Social Security number through a Social Security card or a W-2 or 1099 or something like that. And we ask them to show that they're a resident of Iowa and provide a document that provides proof of that. And really the only thing that's changed in that list is that we've added two documents showing residency and residential address instead of one. Now, if we had said to everybody, the next time you renew, you must do this no matter what, then I think we would be throwing a lot of obstacles at people.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you very much.